This is Stateside. I'm Lester Graham. Some cities have been looking at a program that takes a different approach to people with addictions who sometimes have run-ins with the law. In Michigan, Escanaba has been trying this new approach. It's called the ANGEL program. Jim O'Toole is the city manager of Escanaba. As I understand it, this program started in Massachusetts. Can you tell us how it works?
The program did start in Massachusetts. And what we did is we copied that program, if you will, here in the city of Escanaba and added our own local flavor to it. And what the program does, it's a preemptive program. It's a program designed to help drug-addicted people come in and ask for help to get clean before they get arrested and things of that nature.
So they can walk right into the police station and say, hey, I'm an addict. Can you help me?
That's right. They come into our public safety department voluntarily. The only requirement is they have to be a resident of Delta County. We will sit them down with an officer immediately to complete an intake process to determine their needs. And once that intake is done, our officer will locate a treatment facility dependent upon the participant's needs, so the addicted person's needs. The facilities range from 1 month to 1 year. And then once a facility is determined to be the right fit for that person, our officer will contact what we call an Escanaba Angel. And this is a community member who has volunteered, one of 25, to bring that person to the facility and to get them there safely. And the facilities do not charge us or the people anything. It's run solely off of donations. So we have been able to secure about $15,000 in funding locally.
Let me ask you, I could see how this would help people who have an addiction problem, but what benefit does the city get out of this?
Well, oftentimes, unfortunately, addiction leads to criminal activity, which leads to all kinds of social problems in the community. And then we are spending manpower and money resources in doing that. And this, law enforcement personnel got into the business to help people. This helps people, and it's a different mindset. At the end of the treatment period, we have job placement.
Yeah, I was going to ask you about that. I mean, getting clean is one thing. Getting a life, your life together is a little different.
Yeah, it is. And with coming clean, successful completion of the program, coming back to Escanaba, placing them in a job, the hope is that they get their life back and become a participating member of the community.
Has this been running in Escanaba long enough to see a reduction in, theft or other kinds of crimes like that?
No, we started this program about 6 months ago. It all began with me reading a newspaper article about the program out west over the Memorial Day weekend last year. And then I got back into the office and I called my director of public safety then, who is now my current public safety director, and he just started last week. And I said, here's the program. I like the idea. I like the concept. I want you to research it. Tell me everything good, bad, and indifferent about it. And let's move this forward. And so it took some time to get our legs under us.
Yeah, cause speaking of that, how did the officers react to this? Because that is a different kind of policing.
It is it's a different mindset altogether for some officers, and they've embraced it. Our director, Rob LaMarche, has taken the ball on this program and run with it. And I think our officers, with the six people that we've placed so far, our officers are seeing the positive of it. Now, we've had some people complete the program. We have some people drop out of the program, and we have some people still in the program. There's a lot of buzz locally, a lot of family members talking to family members that might have an issue trying to get them help.
Right. There's been a problem with addiction for methamphetamines for a couple of decades now, and lately this outbreak of opioid addictions. How much of a problem has that been in Escanaba?
Well, it's like everywhere else. The opioid is a problem, as is the meth in the manufacture of meth. It's problematic everywhere you go, and we're trying to resolve some of those issues. I've been around long enough to remember the war on drugs in from the 80s. I think this is just looking at something through a different set of glasses, and I think it's going to work. Now we're the only community in the state of Michigan doing this, so a lot of departments are watching us to see how it works out. But if we can save some people from a drug addicted life, that's a wonderful thing. Now this is not a get out of jail free card. they can't play the card, I need help after they've been booked on whatever. This is all pre-arrest, if you will, and it isn't anything that can be plea bargained into or any of those things. And if you have any outstanding warrants, it's also not a program available to you.
Well, I'd really like to check back with you in about a year to see how this is going.
Absolutely. I hope you do. We have great hopes for this. It's been embraced by both our department and the people of the community, and I think it's a positive step forward.
Jim O'Toole is the city manager of Escanaba, which is implementing the ANGEL program there. Thanks very much.
Thank you.